Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The NBA's play-in tournament shifted to the Eastern Conference on Wednesday, and we start in Philadelphia, where the 7-seed 76ers took on the 8-seed Heat. Michael Luongo has this report.
The 76ers closed it out late in the fourth quarter to take the seventh spot in the NBA's Eastern Conference with a 105-104 win over the Heat. With the game tied at 96, Philadelphia took the lead for good on a three-point play by Kelly Oubre Jr. with 36 seconds left. They added free throws by Tyrese Maxey that sealed the win to put the Sixers into a first-round matchup against the Knicks.
It was good for us, man. I think guys really showed up tonight and fought their tails off, and it was good to get a W.
Maxey had 19 points. Joel Embiid had a team-high 23. Tyler Hero had 25 for Miami, who need to win Friday's play-in game to clinch the 8th seed.
The number 9 seed Bulls eliminated the 10 seed Hawks 131-116. Kobe White scored 42 points to pace Chicago. The Bulls advanced to meet the Heat on Friday. Also on Friday, the 8th seed in the West will be on the line when the Kings play at the Pelicans, and it was learned on Wednesday that New Orleans would be without their leading scorer. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Zion Williamson has been ruled out of the New Orleans Pelicans' Western Conference play-in game against the Sacramento Kings on Friday because of a left hamstring injury. Williamson is expected to miss up to 2 weeks should New Orleans advance to the NBA playoffs. Williamson's status is the latest in a series of untimely injuries during his first five NBA seasons and removes the Pelicans' leading scorer from their lineup for a do-or-die play-in tournament finale that will decide the 8th seed in the Western Conference playoffs.
Major League Baseball had a full slate of games Wednesday, including the Orioles looking to continue their winning ways at home against the Twins. Craig Heist reports.
Cedric Mullins hit a two-run homer off Griffin Jacks in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Orioles a 4-2 walk-off win over the Twins and a three-game sweep of their series. It was Mullins' first career walk-off homer.
Super cool. Definitely something that's hard to accomplish, but I wasn't trying to do too much right there. Mountie got us, you know, going with a single. I was trying to follow it up with another single, you know, and was able to get a pitch that I could handle and put it over.
The Orioles also got homers from Gunnar Henderson and Anthony Santander. It was the fifth straight game in which the Orioles have had at least three home runs. Orioles right-hander Albert Suarez threw scoreless ball over 5 2/3 innings in his first big league appearance in 7 years, while the Twins' Pablo Lopez allowed one run over 6 innings.
San Francisco won 3-1 at Miami. Keaton Wynn allowed one run over 6 innings for the victory. The Mets pounded the Pirates 9-1, completing a three-game series sweep. New York's won 10 of 13 after starting the season 0-5. Luis Severino was the winner on the mound, and New York got a two-run home run by Starling Marte and two runs batted in from Brandon Nimmo, Harrison Bader, and Tyrone Taylor.
I think that just speaks for the type of team that we have. You know, we have a great group in here, and it's been fun. You know, we're having a fun time playing for each other, you know, and I think that's huge. That creates a winning mentality, and it's been cool to see us get some wins lately.
Josh Smith's pinch hit RBI double snapped a 4-4 ninth inning tie and led the Rangers past the Tigers 5-4. Five Milwaukee pitchers combined to shut out the Padres 1-0. Blake Perkins drove in the game's only run. Jake Irvin struck out 6 over 6 innings to pick up the win as the Nationals defeated the Dodgers 2-0. Oakland salvaged the final game of a three-game series with a 6-3 win over St. Louis. Eustery Ruiz hit a two-run home run for the A's. Cody Bellinger homered in the Cubs 5-2 win over the Diamondbacks. Next up, the rest of the day on the diamond, along with NHL results. The Yankees were come-from-behind winners in Toronto. John Leatherby reports.
The Yankees spotted the Blue Jays a 4-1 lead before scoring 5 unanswered in a 6-4 victory at Rogers Center. Giancarlo Stanton hit a mammoth home run off reliever Eric Swanson into the second deck in the ninth before Aaron Judge smacked a 2-run single later in the inning to complete the comeback. Juan Soto, 3-for-5 with a home run, recording career RBI 500. Complimentary of Stanton, getting the comeback started.
I feel like everybody was grinding, battling the whole game, but I think Giancarlo Homer gets everybody going.
Seattle completed a three-game sweep over Cincinnati with a 5-1 win. Cal Raleigh, Mitch Garver, and Josh Rojas homered for the Mariners. Kyle Schwarber went deep and drove in 3 as the Phillies completed a three-game sweep of the Rockies, 7-6 in Philadelphia. The Angels scored twice in the ninth to rally past the Rays, 5-4 in Tampa. Anthony Rendon and Taylor Ward delivered the ninth-inning runs batted in. There were more late-inning heroics in Houston, where Atlanta was looking for a series sweep. Here's correspondent Adam Spillane.
Orlando Arcia is 2 out. two-out RBI single in the 10th inning helped the Braves to their fourth straight win, beating the Astros 5-4. Arcia finished the game 2-for-4, and he drove in two runs. Braves manager Brian Snitker.
He's got a slow heartbeat. I mean, I like seeing him in big situations. Even last year, he had a lot of big hits. And because he doesn't get caught up in all the excitement and whatever, he stays calm and slows the game down and allows himself a chance.
The Royals and White Sox split a doubleheader with Kansas City winning 4-2 and Chicago 2-1. Tanner Houck tossed a three-hit shutout, leading Boston past Cleveland 2-0.
You probably get one, maybe two of these a season if you're lucky. Where you just go out there and you feel like you can do no wrong.
NHL, the Lightning defeated the Maple Leafs 6-4 in a game highlighted by Nikita Kucherov recording assist number 100 this season.
Thanks for my teammates and the coaching staff putting me in the position to have success and fortunate to be with the great players.
Dallas secured the top seed in the Western Conference with a 2-1 shootout win over St. Louis. The Islanders were 5-4 winners over the Penguins, and the Coyotes beat the Oilers 5-2. Back to the NBA, where the league has banned the Raptors' Jontay Porter for life after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.